Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into how big data and AI are transforming anesthesiology.
Exciting stuff.
You know it. Our listeners shared a fascinating 2024 research article by Zhu et al. That breaks down perioperative management with AI.
Uh-huh.
And it's really all about using machine learning to make every step of your surgery, well, smoother.
Yeah, and to really grasp how big this is, we need to understand what makes perioperative big data so unique.
Okay, so let's break that down.
Sure.
The article mentions these four Vs: volume, variety, velocity, and value.
Right.
Can you help me wrap my head around those?
Absolutely. Let's start with volume.
Okay.
You know, think about everything that's tracked during a surgery, medical history, vital signs, you know, drug dosages, even the surgical team's notes.
It's a ton of information.
It's a lot, yeah.
So it's not just the amount, though, is it?
No.
The article also mentions variety.
Yes. Variety is key. We're dealing with structured data, like lab results, imaging reports, and then unstructured data, like doctors' handwritten notes and surgical reports.
It seems like combining all of those different formats would be so difficult.
Yeah. It's like solving a jigsaw puzzle with pieces from different sets.
And on top of that, this data is constantly flowing and changing.
Yeah, that's the velocity.
Okay, so we've got volume, variety, and velocity.
Right, a massive puzzle of information.
Always changing.
Absolutely.
So where does the value come in? How does all this data actually lead to better care for the patient?
Well, that's where things get really interesting. Imagine predicting complications before they happen, or personalizing your anesthesia, or even guiding surgeons with AI-powered assistance.
That sounds incredible.
It is pretty remarkable.
Well, but you know, the article also mentioned a high noise level.
Yeah.
What do they mean by that?
Well, think about human error in data entry, equipment malfunctions, just inconsistencies in how information is recorded.
So it's kind of messy.
Yeah. Filtering out this noise is really crucial to building reliable AI models.
So it's not just about collecting data, it's about making sure it's good quality data.
Exactly. High quality data is the foundation for everything.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, so let's recap.
Sure.
We have this massive, messy, ever-changing data set. How does machine learning actually make sense of it all?
Think of it as like a super-powered detective. Sifting through clues.
Okay.
The article talks about four main types of machine learning in anesthesiology.
Yeah.
Supervised learning, unsupervised, semi-supervised, and reinforcement learning.
Okay, break that down for me. What are the differences between these types?
Let's start with supervised learning.
Okay.
Imagine training a computer to recognize like different breeds of dogs.
Okay.
By showing it labeled pictures.
Uh-huh.
So in anesthesiology, we're training algorithms on patient data with known outcomes.
So the algorithm is learning to spot patterns and then use those patterns to predict outcomes for new patients.
Exactly. For example, if we feed the algorithm data from thousands of surgeries, including details on whether or not patients experience complications, it can learn to flag potential risks for future cases.
Wow. So it's like a crystal ball, but one that's grounded in real data.
That's a great way to put it.
Okay, what about unsupervised learning?
So unsupervised learning is like giving the computer a box of puzzle pieces without the picture on the box.
Okay.
You know, it's all about finding hidden patterns that might not be obvious to us.
So instead of predicting specific outcomes, it's more about just uncovering relationships in the data.
Precisely. This can help identify, you know, subgroups of patients who might respond differently to treatments or have unique risk factors.
Interesting. So we have supervised learning, making predictions based on labeled data, and unsupervised learning, finding hidden patterns.
Right.
Where do semi-supervised and reinforcement learning fit in?
So semi-supervised learning uses a bit of both.
Okay.
It's like giving the computer a few puzzle pieces to get it started,
uh-huh.
but then letting it figure out the rest of the picture on its own.
That's clever.
Yeah. And then reinforcement learning. Reinforcement learning is the most futuristic of the bunch. Imagine an AI anesthesiologist constantly monitoring your vital signs.
Okay.
And automatically adjusting drug dosages for the perfect level of anesthesia.
Whoa, that sounds like it's straight out of science fiction.
It really does.
But how are these machine learning techniques being used in anesthesiology right now?
Well, let's start with perioperative risk prediction.
Okay.
Machine learning is showing some incredible results in this area.
Like what?
Well, imagine this. You're scheduled for surgery.
Okay.
And your doctor uses an AI model to analyze your data and predict potential complications before you even enter the operating room.
Okay, now we're talking. How does that work in practice?
So it starts with gathering a large amount of data from previous surgeries.
Okay.
The AI model then learns from this data to identify patterns that correlate with specific complications.
So it's not just about having a lot of data. It's about having the right kind of data.
Exactly.
And then knowing how to use it effectively.
Right.
So, for example, the model might learn that certain combinations of pre-existing conditions, medications, vital signs are associated with a higher risk of, let's say, post-operative respiratory failure.
Exactly. And armed with this knowledge, your doctor can take steps to mitigate those risks.
Before surgery even begins.
Right.
So it's not just about treating what's wrong, but preventing problems before they even come up.
Exactly. This kind of proactive approach has the potential to, you know, significantly improve patient safety.
It seems like that would really reduce the likelihood of complications.
Yeah, absolutely.
That sounds like peace of mind right from the start.
Yeah, for sure.
This predictive modeling seems like a game changer.
It is.
And I'm really curious to hear how big data and AI are being used during surgery.
Yeah, it's a really rapidly evolving area.
It's mind-blowing to me that algorithms could help manage something as complex as anesthesia in real time.
Oh, absolutely.
So one exciting application the article talks about is enhanced recovery after surgery, or ERISE.
ERISE.
Can you remind me what that is again?
Yeah, so think of it as a personalized roadmap for a smoother and faster recovery.
Okay, I'm all ears. How does AI play a role in that?
So imagine you're recovering from surgery, and your doctor uses an AI model to suggest the best combination of things like pain management strategies, physical therapy exercises, maybe even dietary recommendations tailored to your specific needs.
So it's not just about getting through the surgery, it's about optimizing that whole recovery process.
Exactly.
What are some of the specific benefits that patients might see with ERS?
Well, studies have shown that ERS protocols can lead to things like shorter hospital stays.
That's great.
Reduced pain medication use, and even fewer complications.
It's all about getting patients back on their feet as quickly and safely as possible. That makes sense. But how does AI actually help doctors implement these ERAS protocols?
Well, AI can analyze huge amounts of data to identify the most effective ERS strategies for different types of patients and different procedures. And it can also help monitor patients' progress in real time and adjust the protocol as needed based on their individual response.
So AI is like a personalized recovery coach.
Yeah, that's a great way to think about it.
Guiding both the doctor and the patient through the process.
I like that. Now imagine taking this concept a step further.
Okay.
And applying it to the most critical moments of surgery itself.
So are we talking about like AI guiding surgeons' hands during delicate procedures?
Well, while robot-assisted surgery is a fascinating field, we're talking about something a little bit different here.
Right.
Think about those high-pressure situations in the operating room where every second counts, like managing a patient's airway during anesthesia.
Yeah, that's definitely high stakes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So how can AI help in those crucial moments?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Well, AI can be trained to analyze real-time data from a bunch of different sources, like the patient's vital signs, the anesthesia machine, even the surgical team's actions.
Wow.
And this allows it to, you know, provide really valuable insights and recommendations to the anesthesiologist.
To prevent complications.
Right. Potentially before they even arrive.
So it's like having an extra set of eyes in the operating room.
Yeah.
Constantly analyzing data.
Right.
Alerting the team to potential problems.
Exactly. This kind of AI-powered assistance can be super valuable, especially in, you know, complex cases or when dealing with critically ill patients.
This all sounds really promising, but I'm sure there are challenges to overcome before these applications become commonplace.
Oh, for sure.
What are some of the roadblocks in the field?
Well, one of the biggest challenges is ensuring the reliability and accuracy of these AI models.
Right, because if the data used to train the AI is flawed, the model's predictions won't be trustworthy.
Exactly. You got it.
And then there's also the challenge of integrating these AI systems into the existing workflow of the operating room.
Right. It's a whole new way of doing things.
I imagine it could be difficult to get doctors and nurses who are used to doing things a certain way to embrace these new technologies.
Oh, absolutely. It requires a shift in mindset and a willingness to adapt to new ways of working.
Oh.
Training and education are going to be super crucial.
To make sure everyone understands how to use these tools.
Exactly, safely and effectively.
So technology is only as good as the people who use it.
Well said. Now, you mentioned earlier that AI could even assist with tasks like scheduling and resource allocation.
Yeah, that's right.
How do you think AI can contribute to the administrative side of things?
Yeah, so AI can be used to analyze historical data on surgical procedures,
Okay.
patient demographics,
Uh-huh.
resource utilization,
Right.
and this allows hospitals to optimize operating room schedules,
Yeah.
allocate staff and equipment more efficiently, and even predict future demand for surgical services.
Wow, so it's not just about improving individual patient care, but also about making the entire healthcare system more
More
efficient.
cost-effective.
Exactly. AI has the potential to really transform the way we deliver healthcare,
At every level.
from the operating room to the administrative offices.
This is all incredibly exciting.
It is.
But you know, there's a part of me that wonders about the human element.
Yeah.
Will doctors become overly reliant on AI?
That's a great question, and it's super important to emphasize that AI is a tool.
Right.
It's not a replacement for human doctors and nurses.
It can provide insights and recommendations, but ultimately the final decisions rest with the healthcare professionals. So
Absolutely.
it's a collaboration,
Whiz.
a partnership between human expertise and AI.
I like that. The goal is to empower healthcare professionals with the best possible information and tools so they can provide the safest and most effective care for their patients.
This has been a fascinating look at the role of AI during surgery.
It had.
We've covered everything from real-time assistance in critical situations to optimizing recovery
Yeah.
and even streamlining administrative tasks.
Absolutely. But what does this all mean for the average person who might be facing surgery someday?
What does this mean for us as patients?
Well, you know, imagine this.
Right.
You walk into your pre-op appointment,
Okay.
and your doctor already has, a detailed risk assessment that's been generated by AI.
Right.
They've analyzed your medical history, your lifestyle, maybe even genetic data to personalize your surgical plan.
So it's not just about treating what's already there, it's about predicting and preventing potential issues.
Exactly, the huge shift.
And this personalized approach continues throughout your surgical journey.
Right.
AI can help determine the best anesthesia for you,
Yeah.
minimizing side effects and speeding up recovery.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's especially reassuring for, anyone who might be anxious about surgery. And then during surgery, AI-powered monitoring systems can alert your anesthesiologist to even subtle changes in your vital signs,
Okay.
allowing for faster intervention and better outcomes.
So it's like AI is this guardian angel, always watching and ready to act.
That's a great way to think about it.
And even after surgery,
Yeah.
AI can help manage your pain, track your healing progress,
Right.
and even recommend personalized physical therapy plans.
That's right. It really feels like this whole surgical experience is being redesigned with AI at the core.
It does.
And as these technologies evolve, you can expect even more personalized, precise, and proactive care.
This all sounds incredible.
It is an exciting time.
But is there a point where, I wonder about the human element? Will doctors become overly reliant on these AI tools?
That's a really valid concern. And it's crucial to remember that AI is a tool, not a
Yeah.
replacement for human judgment and compassion.
So it's not about robots taking over the operating room. It's about doctors using AI to enhance their skills and ultimately make better decisions.
Exactly. The future of anesthesiology is this collaboration, a partnership between, human expertise and AI's analytical power.
That's great. That's a really good way to put it.
Yep.
What advice would you give to someone facing surgery in this new era of AI?
Don't be afraid to ask questions. Understand how AI is being used in your particular case and what it means for your treatment plan.
So it's all about being informed and empowered.
Exactly. Knowledge is power, and understanding the role of AI in your healthcare can, give you a greater peace of mind.
And confidence in your medical team.
Absolutely.
This has been a really insightful deep dive into this world of AI and anesthesiology.
I agree.
It's exciting to imagine a future where surgery is safer, less painful, and more personalized.
Absolutely. It's a transformative time for healthcare, and as these advancements continue, we can expect even greater improvements in patient outcomes and the overall quality of care.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you for joining us on this journey into the future of anesthesiology.
My pleasure.
If this deep dive has sparked your curiosity, we encourage you to continue exploring this fascinating field. And as always, feel free to share your thoughts and questions on our website or social media. Until next time, stay curious.